What were you saying? Cheesy mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
What were you saying?
The past episode. You have to drag every last word.
You know what happened?
Like mozzarella.
I was a little too excited and I was a little too drunk.
Well, it was our first episode.
I was trying to cover up the fact that my speech was so slurred is because I was also drinking before you got home from work.
It's always slurred. I can't help it. But
no.
Do I talk like this?
Now that I play it back, it is so bad.
It's cringy, right?
So it's like, I think in my head, is this what I do when I'm out? Like, you know, you're out at a bar and you're drinking all night.
You do.
Thank God I got a man.
Either that or you cry. But it's 50-50. Let's see what happens in Vegas.
Either that or I cry.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to Vegas. Why are we going to Vegas?
20 days.
Why are we going to Vegas?
We're celebrating our third anniversary.
Yes, already. 3 years.
3 years. It's, wow.
I thought that by pronunciating certain words or exaggerating them, I'd be like, oh yeah, I sound totally sober right now. Yeah. I'm so normal. I'm so cool.
And I slur my speech not knowing that other people don't understand it, but obviously you do, right?
Yeah. I can understand what you're saying. You can be like, yeah, oh, do you know? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, we gotta go food shopping tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the funny thing
is,
I don't know what I'm talking about, but you do.
Do you think that happens with most couples or just most people who, besides family? Most couples or most people or who are together all the time.
We can't be the only ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
got to be
some listeners that can relate to
what
we're talking about.
For sure.
Anyways, this is the 718.
We forgot
to introduce ourselves.
What the hell? This is the 718. Where are we recording from?
The 718.
Where are we?
We're in the island of Shaolin.
Oh, shit. We are.
So it's another Friday. Wow, the past week. How was your week?
Thank you for asking.
How was your week?
I want to quit my job. I hate my job. Dude. I hate going to work. Uh-huh. I hate being at work.
I hate the commute home.
Yeah, oh my God. When I'm home, that's my favorite part of my entire day.
Agreed. Today, we actually got home early.
I got out of work a few hours early today.
Yeah.
It's like a new whatever. They just implemented whatever Friday.
Yeah.
Whatever Monday holiday, we're off.
Before the holiday weekend or whatever. You're supposed to understand what I'm saying.
All right. If I have a holiday on a Monday, the Friday, I get out at 2:30. Normally, I work
till 5. That's what I just said.
That's precisely what you said.
That's what I just said.
So, I had to run errands. We're going upstate tomorrow.
We are.
3-hour drive. Fun.
Upstate where?
New York.
718.
We're very proud from where we come from, if you didn't know.
An area code and the Staten Island of New York. But are you really prideful?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
That's good.
There's how many of our friends want to move to Jersey?
Including me?
Well, you did too.
Two.
Jersey. To have a house in Jersey?
Yeah, of course. Well, but then we're always going to talk about the 718. Because this
city?
Is our podcast. And
this
we
is our home.
We can't avoid our podcast title. 718.
You're silly. You're very silly. I have all my coworkers texting me right now.
About what?
Work. It's
Come
a Friday.
It's fucking 9:30.
I just got a text from my coworker saying, oh, hey, can you help me?
Mm.
I said, hey, girl, I don't have my computer right now.
You know what? I think there's a law saying that if they try to call you or
no,
text you,
no, she's
you
not
work.
A supervisor. She's not a supervisor.
Don't. Come on.
Well, I'm a nice girl. I'm a nice girl. I have to answer.
Well, why aren't you answering her then?
Well, I don't have my computer. No, I answered her text message.
Oh,
I can't answer her work email right now.
Okay.
So.
I mean, this shit happens, I bet, in every city. Not just the 718 and the 212.
Oh, my God.
201.
Shut up. All right. Guess what just happened?
What happened?
I got scammed into a subscription.
Oh, online?
Scammed.
What did you do? What did you buy?
I'm scared to tell you.
Or it was initially
I'm scared.
You forgot to cancel it and they charged you.
I'm scared / minorly embarrassed.
I know why you're scared, because as soon as I hear this, you know this mic is turning off and then I'm gonna yell at you and then turn the mic back on, act like
okay, question. Have you ever this has happened to me multiple times.
Oh my God. If you don't learn the first time,
this has happened
to
me multiple times. Have you ever sort of briefly read the fine print and you got suckered into a subscription where you pay, oh, here's $5 for this thing. And in the fine print, it's like, oh, after a month, we're charging your credit card $200.
No. Funny thing is, I've heard that even before, well, when it was actually just first starting to, you know, become popular with those free monthly subscriptions. And then after a couple months, you have to pay a certain amount of, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I'm saying when that option first came out.
What option? I thought it was always a thing.
No.
It wasn't always a thing?
First came out when it was free at first. And then
wait, do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, you got to pay after the first month.
That was never a thing?
No.
How?
In the fucking early 2000s. After I heard that, I was telling myself, I'm not going to do that and make that mistake.
Oh, you're such a smart dad. You act like a dad.
It sounds like I'm the winner here.
He literally just pointed the finger and wagged it at me. It waved at me.
I'm the winner here because did I lose $30 a month?
No.
In subscriptions?
Hunty, it was like $100.
Oh, my All right, God.
I have several
for
examples.
For one subscription or
I have
for
several
multiple?
Examples. So I started working out hardcore. Okay. I used to be a runner. Then June dated me and he made me fat. He took me out to all these good restaurants and he started feeding me real good. So I got a little, you know, weight on my hips. Whatever. Whatever. I'm thickums. So
Stop,
I started.
Don't say that.
I
You're
bought,
gonna make them curious.
I bought a treadmill for Black Friday. Started working out. Looking good. Slim thick. Minus the slim.
And I bought a TV so I can
but
sit
anyway,
down.
Whatever,
and
whatever.
Watch
anyway,
the TV
anyway,
while
anyway.
She works out.
I signed up for this thing, you know, the keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically these keto pills. And it's like, oh, it's. Oh, I was on this website about like losing weight, tips for losing weight, you know, naturally. Oh, here's this free sample. Pay $5 for shipping. Here's a free sample of these two pills. It'll help put your body into ketosis and it'll help you lose weight. I'm like, awesome. Great, you know, great to jumpstart my diet.
Mm-hmm.
I started eating cleaner, you know, whatever.
When was this? Early this year?
This was January. I started working out in December, and then this happened in January.
Mm.
So I get a random charge on my credit card.
Oh, God.
$100 and something,
get
like $100,
for 1 month?
$120 or something like that. So I had no idea.
My heart
the like description was like this word I've never heard of in my life, not even the brand of, you know, these pills I was taking.
Oh, on your account?
So basically it's like you take two different bottles. Yeah, it was on a statement. It was two different bottles.
Of pills.
Because put your body into ketosis. I get this random charge on my, I have an app.
Sorry, for those who don't know, can you briefly explain what ketosis means?
I'm not a dietitian.
Then
what am I?
How do you know what you're doing to your body,
people,
to yourself?
People, I know what it is. If other people Google
what
it.
What is it? I don't
what
know.
What do I look like?
And I want to know what it is.
I don't know what it is. It's healthy
why
stuff.
Because
I'm an idiot. Hello? Do you not know this about me? Man. I'm an idiot.
Hello. I was trying to help you guys out.
I'm an idiot. Google it.
Never
what
find
do you...
out what ketosis is.
Google it. Hello?
I know Vinny does it.
Hello? Google it. So I get this charge and I call up and they're like, hello, welcome to blah, blah, blah. I still have no idea what this charge is. Oh, by the way, you're 3 days shy of canceling your subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So we just charged you $100 and something,
$30 shy.
For two bottles of these pills.
Wow.
Because if you don't cancel your subscription within 30 days, they actually charge you for those first two bottles.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it's free. But then you pay $5 for shipping, but in the fine print, if you do not cancel your subscription within the first 30 days, you pay $130 or something.
I'm sure this is how they make half of their
And guess
profit.
What I got screwed out of and I had to pay it?
You paid it?
Yeah. And that's just one example. What's Sweet. That other example? Oh, this
There's
is the embarrassing...
so many different examples.
This is the embarrassing one I want to tell you. Do you know what... hold on, what's the name of it? Unfriended is?
Oh my God.
When people like unfollow you on Instagram.
Yeah. I had one.
So I had one for the longest time. And then like I kind of didn't really care. And this was when it was free. I kind of didn't really care anymore. And I stopped posting on Instagram. Like whatever. I just went on like, you know, looked at people's stories, blah, blah. Like I didn't really care for Instagram. So I deleted it. So I tried to re-download it. And I put in my fingerprint. And it charged me $10 or something.
Wait, you had they charge you for the app or
$10 per month for
per
the app.
Month?
Per month.
Did it work?
So I don't know how to cancel apps. You actually have to go into your settings, blah, blah, blah. Cancel. It's really? Like this whole big thing. I never...
just uninstall it. Nope. It's done nope. and over with.
Nope.
No?
No. I uninstalled the app. Got charged again. Got charged again a second month.
So $20.
$20.
Plus the $130 for the ketosis guess bullshit what? Pills.
It's like two people unfollowed me.
That's it? You paid $20 for two people. To track
this
two
is
people.
So embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Nobody but talks about this.
Is it worth it?
Hell no. I don't give a shit about Instagram.
If you were very, very insecure about your followers.
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Well, there it is.
I don't care. But looks I was like just you cured. Did care. And then, I did care for a hot second.
But now you
I did care for a hot second.
On $20 and...
My question, I'm an idiot, mm-hmm. and a lot of my money, I'm very good at saving my money, but my money gets dumped down the drain.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. Because I'm an idiot. Yep.
Has this ever happened to you?
All the time. But it's
subscriptions?
Not subscriptions. Like, random shit. Like, you know, the other day I had to change, I gotta stop saying but I had to change my brakes all around.
No. That's totally different.
But... I do get impulses where I have to buy car parts all the time. And I just bought some paint for my wheels.
That's different. That's like a hobby. It's fun. It's like your brakes do get scammed into subscriptions.
I do not.
Specific. Exactly. Am I the only moron?
You know how wise I am with my money. Don't fuck with my money. But then, now you know, babe. You know. Everybody, read the fine print, please. That's where they get you. Cheers.
Cheers. This is pretty good today. You know what I'm craving? Have you ever had a Baja Blast? Do you know what that is?
I've seen the commercials. Is that Mountain Dew?
No, I legit just saw the commercial.
Mountain Dew, right?
Well, it was like a commercial for Taco Bell, but also
That's like the blue fruity drink.
Yeah. I have this like thing where I get sucked into these like YouTube videos mm-hmm. and I just watch people going and ordering food through drive-thrus.
Like mukbang or?
Yeah, mukbang.
Mukbang? Mukbang is actually Korean.
So I was watching these like YouTube videos like on my break. I literally watch about 400 videos of these people driving Bell. Jeez. An hour. Taco Bell. And they were ordering this, like, Baja something, like Baja Blast.
I've seen it, and it looks delicious.
And I saw it on a commercial.
I want to try Baja Blast. I haven't seen it anywhere else.
I was thinking, like, this is the first kind of thing that I ever was, like, I saw a commercial for, and I'm like, damn, I want to try that.
Yeah, it looks refreshing.
Like, do commercials even influence people to buy?
That's what commercials are for.
But have you ever watched a commercial and you're like,
I need that in my
life. I need that in my life. I'm going to the store and I'm buying it right now.
Yes. All the time. Yeah.
We don't eat fast food though.
We don't, but it's like a millisecond.
I did see a commercial for 50 Cent Frosties last Saturday. So
and what did
I did make you go get me a Frosty.
We got two Frosties for her.
For 50 cents. No, one for me, one for you.
Two for you.
Chocolate
for me.
All the way. Chocolate 100%. You eat a vanilla
and it was like
Frosty, you're disgusting. Get out of my face.
It was like 80 degrees
and
out.
You know, can't go vanilla wrong. Is my favorite flavor.
Is it?
If you get a vanilla Frosty, flavor, you are disgusting. Flavor. Get out of my face.
Yeah, I don't like vanilla too much. It's like a silver car, like it's unpainted.
Yeah, it's like a silver car.
It's like they forgot.
Vanilla Frosty is like a silver car.
It's like yeah, exactly.
It's like my mom, like get a colored car.
It's like they forgot to fucking bring it to the last step, which is paint or which is flavor. Fucking vanilla, I hate you, vanilla. No, I'm not gonna say.
God,
cut that off.
I'm not cutting that out. No? That was so hostile for no reason. Did you like my true crime last time?
What did we talk about?
Wow.
It was a teacher? No.
Wow.
Hold on, what did we talk about? It was,
wow.
In Staten Island, right across from, right around the block from where we live. Hold on.
All right, it's okay.
I had a lot to drink last weekend.
It's okay.
I had a long day at work.
Did you like it, though? Staten Island...
Refresh my memory.
I'm not going to refresh your memory. You could re-listen to the last podcast.
Okay, I'll be the first listener because you guys don't listen to us.
I personally am a huge fan of true crime. Mm-hmm. Cold case files, missing... We both just are absolutely obsessed with true crime. First thing we ever started watching, conspiracy, remember Shane Dawson's conspiracy? That's sort of where I exposed my freak obsession to you, and then Kendall Ray.
Yes.
And then we both just started to get in, and then there's that new show, it's called Murder for Hire.
Oh yeah, good show.
Oh my gosh. So I'm obsessed with true crime, and if I listen to podcasts about, let's say 80% of my workday, I listen to music. So if I'm listening to music about 80%, like at least 75% is true crime podcasts. I'm just obsessed.
Wait, hold on. 80%,
75%. So let's say I'm at work.
Shouldn't it be 80-20?
So let's say I'm at work. No, let's say I'm at work 100% of the time.
Oh, if you're listening to something.
Music, yeah. So I'm at work, it's at 100%.
Okay.
I can only listen to music about 80% of the time because it's all data, you know, data entry and data revision. Out of the 80% that I'm allowed to listen to the music,
I see what you mean.
Out of 75% of that is podcast. And then when I really have to concentrate, I put on like some chill out music. So I thought it would be cool if I sort of incorporated that because I'm obsessed with it. I really like talking about it.
There's many people out there that's
willing it's really interesting because majority of what I listen to is not really anywhere around here. It's like the middle of the country, the West Coast,
but do we have any drama around here?
Absolutely. And I'm about to tell you right now.
In the 718?
In the 718.
Uh-oh.
So before I get started...
I don't want to listen to this. I'm scared.
I just want to say that, I mean, absolutely no disrespect, because I feel like when you tell a story, it could be misconstrued as you're disrespecting the family. But I thought that it would be a nice way to honor the memory of the person who tragically lost their life. Like, they had no say in it. It was a tragic event.
It's a very unfortunate event.
So I just thought it'd be nice to maybe keep the memory alive. Yeah. You know, this person's from our neighborhood.
Wow.
The person last week is from our neighborhood.
Wow.
So it's just, this could happen to anybody at any point.
It's crazy because you don't know. They're like, 1 out of 10 people, they're psychopaths.
Yeah, it's insane.
Whoever you see in traffic, you don't know how many are fucking murderers.
Yeah. Like, same thing.
That's so crazy.
Same thing on the highway. If I'm driving, I'll be like, the person I'm next to is like...
He might be a murderer.
Might be a fucking murderer. So this one's really short.
Yeah.
This one's really short. It's to the point. But I just thought it was really interesting because this actually happened in April.
How do you find these sources?
I just research. Okay. I'll actually tell you my sources now. I looked at the Staten Island Advance, Daily News Online, and YouTube videos. Some of the YouTube videos were just random, like, slideshows of the family. Mm-hmm. And then someone was just, like, typing text over the slideshow. Mm. So the person I'm going to be talking about today, her name is Janine Camerata. She was 37, a couple years older than us. And she's from New Brighton, Staten Island.
Okay.
Her last seen whereabouts was on 9 p.m. Sunday, March 30th, 2019.
Wow. A little more than a month ago. Holy shit.
She was a first grade teacher at a local public school. Mm-hmm. So she was probably super nice, gentle. Think about a first grade teacher.
Yeah, just
like, everybody remembers their first grade teacher. Awesome, sweet.
I remember you.
So nice.
I couldn't speak a lick of English, and she was so nice to me. But then she sent me to summer school. I don't know why.
Fuck her.
But shout out to you, Miss Fredalone.
As you can tell, this story is going to be about her. Mm-hmm. She's believed to... This is the next step in the journey, the next day. She's believed to text a friend on Monday, April 1st, saying, quote, "I'm okay, just need a break from everything," end quote.
Randomly?
Randomly.
Or her friend tried to reach out to her, randomly. I guess? Wow, okay. Huh.
She was reported missing by her boyfriend on Tuesday, April 2nd, after dropping him off at his apartment Saturday night in Heartland Village.
Wow.
Literally close.
Yeah, that's... wow.
Close. She was married to a man named Mike Camerata, 42 years old. Mm-hmm. This was her husband. She went missing just days after serving her husband with divorce papers and right before a scheduled custody hearing of her two kids. Their Jesus. Two kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's not obvious.
So she goes missing. She serves him papers. She goes missing. She has a scheduled, like, she's a mother. She has a scheduled court appearance. Like, something's fishy. Something's weird. Yeah, something's not adding up.
Way off.
Friends and family say her, so she divorced him. Friends and family say her divorce began to fall apart when she became friends with a mother of one of her students.
Okay.
The same woman who's now charged with her murder.
What?
Yeah. Her name was Aisha Gia, 41 years old.
Okay.
Aisha moved in with Janine and Mike. Mike is the husband. Aisha moved into the bedroom while Janine moved onto the couch. So basically, they started having an affair.
So the husband kicked out of his own wife.
No, not yet. They were all living together.
But she was sleeping on the couch while the friend of Janine was sleeping in the bedroom with her husband. How does that even make sense, though? Like, what? Would you stay in that house?
Well, in documents that I reviewed, some sources say that he was abusive towards her and actually stalked her.
Hmm.
It was a little wishy-washy because some sources said that and some sources didn't.
Yeah.
So this story is so fresh. I'm a little wishy-washy about that.
Yeah.
So let's start before this whole thing happened. Janine moved out. Of the husband and the girlfriend. So basically they all three moved out. So Janine moved out on her own. The boyfriend and the girlfriend, now then the girlfriend, Aisha, they moved out, both of them separated. So the husband and the girlfriend moved to Queens, and then with the woman Aisha had six kids.
Six kids.
So they moved to Queens with the six kids.
Plus two. Okay, so... The husband had full custody at this point?
This is what they were about to work out.
Okay.
The messy, you know, parents get divorced. Especially if it's toxic, it's a messy end game. The two kids were, in some of the sources said, they actually call her mom, Aisha.
To Aisha?
That they started to get so close.
Wow.
The two of them, the husband, Mike, and Aisha, started to get so close.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Because... There's kids that I know. I'm one of those kids. I love my stepmother, but I never called her mom.
Yeah.
It's weird. So before Janine went missing, she actually updated her will.
Huh.
And she made sure that her children would be cared for in her will.
So she kind of saw it coming.
She had a feeling.
Yep.
She had a gut feeling, and my mom always says that a woman's intuition is the strongest thing. Your gut is the most strongest thing that you can ever...
I believe that.
You know?
Yeah. You have those kind of powers where I don't.
Yeah, for sure. My mother and my sister are the same exact way. We just have this intuition in our gut, and we all... Whenever anything happens, we talk about it with each other, and we're like, damn, like I felt the same way, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Janine's charred remains were found on April 4th in a Staten Island storage facility. Her body was surrounded by air fresheners in an apparent attempt to distinguish the smell of her decomposing body.
That's insane.
Mike and Aisha were thought to be found on surveillance footage transporting a large heavy bag to the storage unit. This is on surveillance.
Most likely her, right?
Yes, because she was positively identified through dental records. So her charred body, they couldn't even tell who she was.
Yeah,
on first glance. Yeah. They actually had to go and check her dental records.
That's insane.
Isn't that terrifying?
But also, you know what? I've heard this story before. They were saying how when they were traveling with the body in the trunk,
mm-hmm.
her own two kids were in the car.
Yeah.
With the body in the trunk of their own mother.
Mm-hmm. The investigators are still investigating that.
Yeah.
From the sources that I read. Because I couldn't find a definite... like, yes, they were in the car. They did this. They moved there. They did this move. You know, I couldn't find a definite...
But
flow of what happened.
That was from what I read from the Stand Out Alive.
It's insane. I started crying when I read this. You're gonna love this. During the bail application hearing, it was revealed to the court that Aisha was 8 months pregnant with Mike's kid. On April 26th, both Mike and Aisha had an arrangement.
Arraignment.
And that's kind of what I have so far. They didn't get seen before the judge yet.
Yeah.
The story is still so fresh. This is all the details we have. The cops are actually investigating whether her two kids were, like I said.
In the car with the body.
Yeah, her boy, Janine's boy, was three.
Oh my God.
There was a seven-year-old little girl.
She has a girl and a
girl and a boy.
That's just so insane to me. Like, how do you even end someone's... I'm pretty sure I said this in the previous episode of our podcast, but how do you just end someone's life knowing that...
You know what? I grew up where I was petrified of God. Like, God and, you know, I grew up very religious, and I was so petrified of... being drilled in my brain, if you do this, you won't go to heaven. If you do that, you won't go to heaven. And
just of the consequences, right?
Yeah, I'm so petrified. Like, even if I make one step wrong, I won't go to heaven. And, you know, being raised like that, it's still to this day. So people don't believe in being religious, but I feel growing up like that, like, yeah, there's a fear in my heart, but it made me stay on a straight path.
Yeah.
To be a better person.
Yeah.
So I feel like people like this who actually murder, there's something mentally wrong.
Absolutely.
I feel like it could be 50-50. One, there's something mentally wrong with you. And two, you were drove to go... You were...
Just go insane.
Out of rage.
Yeah.
Acted out of... Because anger. If you look at all these... Not all, but most serial killers, they had traumatic childhoods.
Yep.
They were molested, raped, you know, had to raise... You know, there are seven siblings, like an insane. And then there's other people who just want to kill. So it's so insane. I could never. Even I tell you, even when there's like a spider in the house, I'm like, oh, just put it outside.
And what don't do I kill do?
It. You kill it and I freak out.
Does that mean I'm a serial killer?
No, but that's just how I am. I'm just, you know, that's just how I am.
But it's really sad to hear stories like this.
It's insane.
Town and just anywhere in general. It's just, this shouldn't happen in this world.
It shouldn't happen. And I always, since, you know, as long as I can remember, a child, this is how I thought, you know, a child, a mother and a father should never have to bury their child.
Yeah, that's no. Like, I always tell you, I would never want to see my parents die before me.
Yeah.
I would much rather die before my parents.
Just to deal with it. It's insane. And that's just us coping with someone's death. That's not even us actually talking about murdering somebody. Mm. How do you, like, the repercussions, you cannot get away with anything.
Nothing these
Sorry,
days.
But I've watched and listened to so many murderers, and these people do not get away with it. There's a slim chance that people get away with it.
You're gonna
and that's only because
something.
It was a coincidence that they got away with it.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, let's say they murder a person this type of way, and then they go out of character and murder someone that type of way, and they can't connect the murder. It's insane. It's a rare phenomenon. You can't get away with shit.
Let's just keep it that way. You cannot get away with shit nowadays.
You just finished my sentence.
Let's just not even try to harm anybody else.
Let's all sing Kumbaya in a circle and love one another.
Love one another.
And let's all get naked and sing and bang on tambourines.
Just don't bite the apple.
Too far? Don't bite the... Here, may I cheers? Let's take a cheers for Janine, because my heart is just broken for what you went through.
What's next week?
I gotta research it.
How do you like soju? Do you like it straight or you...
No, I need a chaser.
What do you like to chase it down with? Water?
Do you remember that one time?
Sprite? Coke?
Do you remember that one time? When... Okay.
You want to tell the story? Many different stories. You I don't know the... what that one time she's referring to is.
The cream?
The creamer? Were we playing a game or were we just acting stupid?
Wait, was this the time when I gave you that Jameson like gift set?
Oh, it was during Christmas time. Yeah.
So I gave, for Christmas, I bought June this like, it was like this nice wooden box and it had three different bottles of Jameson. It was when like the Castmates first came out and
Black Barrel.
Black Barrel first came out. It was like three, and then the regular one.
Yeah.
So we were drinking, and I can't drink whiskey because I don't know, my throat just closes like a fist, like it just closes. But for some reason that night, it was going down so smooth. We were having fun. So I think we wanted to switch, and we had soju in the house.
But we didn't want to drink it straight.
Yeah, we wanted a chaser.
Not a chaser, we needed a mixer. Or
a mixer. Yeah. What did we drink?
We mixed it with fucking creamer. With vanilla hazelnut creamer. But you know what? It was pretty good.
It was so good.
Next morning, I felt the pain.
It was so good.
But it tasted like candy. I would do that again.
But it was like a splash. It wasn't like, hello. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
It was so good. What is that the weirdest thing we ever used as like a...
As a chase or
what's
mixer?
Like the weirdest thing?
As a mixer?
What's the weirdest thing you could? Okay, so creamer... The
weirdest thing I cooked?
No, could.
Oh.
So creamer is not that bad. I mean, hello, milk creamer, it's weird, but everybody has it and it's whatever.
Yeah, but...
What's the weirdest thing you could use as a chaser?
Chaser or a mixer?
But whatever, same thing.
Probably like...
No, in a shot glass.
So a mixer.
So... Well, we mix.
You know what a chaser is?
Yes, you take the shot first and then you drink
it. Chase it down.
It's like the same thing.
What are you
thing.
Referring to?
If you put another substance in a shot, like we have big shot glasses, if you put another substance on top of the alcohol,
you're not chasing it, you're mixing it.
Yeah, but it's the same taste.
No.
It's the same. It's You're both equally disgusting. It. Not disgusting, but it's both equally as harsh. What's the weirdest thing you can... I mean, what's the weirdest thing?
If you I've mix had it, it's juice. Easier to go down. See, that's what I don't understand. How do you take pickleback shots?
Pickleback?
I don't know. I've never done
Whiskey in
it.
Brooklyn? Oh my gosh, there's this place I've called never Whiskey. Done it. The I Whiskey Room. To do it. The Whiskey Room in Brooklyn.
We've been there once.
What's up? Right? I've been there 100 times. Yeah, excellent. So basically, it's a shot of pickle... A shot of pickle juice.
Ugh.
And then a shot of whiskey.
I love pickles though, but pickle juice and whiskey.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I'm not a whiskey guy.
That's why.
I'm not a whiskey guy.
That's all I needed to hear.
But the pickle juice, it does something where it just washes down.
It absorbs everything or it just washes it down?
Let's say if I take a shot of whiskey and then chug water, the whiskey is on my palate. It's there.
That's the whole reason.
It's here to stay.
Exactly.
I don't want you it. Gotta I want to get drunk.
The flavor.
I want to get drunk. I don't want it here to stay.
Oh, God.
So the pickle juice.
This is what's wrong with this world right now.
You take the shot of the whiskey. You take a shot of the pickle juice. Pickle juice washes everything down. Your mouth tastes like pickles and not whiskey. Woo!
That is
Let's get fucked up.
Disgusting. We have some pickles in the fridge. You want to try that right
I
now?
I ate them all.
Did you really? Because I have not touched it.
Okay, so we got pickle juice. We got creamer. Think of something. Let's say we had no pickle juice, no cream in the fridge. What would you drink?
Like a weird mixer or a chaser?
Whatever.
Hmm.
You're so technical.
What's in the fridge? What do we have? We can try
no,
egg
not...
yolk.
Hell no. You're out of your
No,
mind.
That's a thing, right?
Well, yeah. Just I saw like
eating raw eggs
or whatever. Or they use it to like foam up a drink or like a martini or something.
No, not like that. You just...
Like a bodybuilder?
Crack an egg open
nah,
and you just slurp
good,
it in.
Good,
Slurpity
good.
Slurp.
Not pretend we actually had food in our fridge.
Yeah.
What would be a weird thing? Not even fridge. Anything. Liquid. Anything. You know
like
what I see?
Any type of substance like barbecue sauce.
Do you know what I'm addicted to? Which this is actually smart.
What?
Do you know how lemon juice or lime juice comes in like that like the little container green or yellow, and it's like curved.
Yes.
I watch like Get High With Me or Get Drunk With Me while I do my makeup. Mm-hmm. So it's like a girl, she's getting high or drunk, like, you know, weed, obviously.
I think we've done that too.
She's getting high or drunk, and then she records herself putting on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw one girl, she'd take a shot of like
and then just
vodka. How old are you? Shot of vodka and then squirt the lime juice in your mouth. That's smart.
We've done that.
We've done that? I don't buy that.
No, we had a shot of soju and mm-hmm. we splashed...
At my mom's house?
Lemon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
was
yeah.
it at my house?
No, we splashed, no. I think it was my house. My mom's lemon house. Lemon
juice in the shot glass.
It was my mom's house.
And it tasted because like
mom,
ass. Because
my mom buys the pre-made.
She does, right?
Yeah. I don't buy that. It has to be fresh.
Yeah.
So,
but it didn't taste that good. It's not really? Like the original...
Oh, I thought it would be like, fruit. Oh, it's smart, it's low calorie.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's way too sugary and it tasted like fucking it's like, rubber.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of remember the taste. But...
What if...
What else do we have in the fridge?
We have like cough drops.
Fucking meat juice.
We have cough drops. You like mint? Would you dump a cough drop in here? Let it marinate for a minute? If you had no option.
Cough drop?
Cough drop. Mint, lemon.
What about like...
You have nothing in your fridge.
What
nothing.
About Sprite, cough syrup.
You have
and
nothing.
Jolly Rancher.
That's scissor, and we're not in the business for that.
And I haven't. What do you mean? Oh, cough drop.
Come on, that's crazy. Yeah, it's like, ooh, I'm crazy. I'm gonna dump a cough drop in my shot glass. I can't. I'm not coughing anymore.
I'm sorry, I'm not too talkative.
It's okay. Have you ever stalked anybody before? Like on social media?
Like creep on somebody or like legit stalk
somebody?
What's
the difference?
Creep? I guess creep is when you just go
like
back
online?
And forth into their page.
Like online?
Yeah.
Or like creeping every day, checking them out. I'm talking like intense.
That's stalking, isn't it? Or is stalking more physical, like where you have to visit them
no.
to where they are?
No.
What's the difference then?
Did you ever do that? Or did you find anybody who did that to you?
I honestly don't think anyone's ever done that to me. Hopefully nobody did. Or maybe...
No one fucking better.
I mean, you're the first person that really stalked me.
I didn't stalk you. I was bruising.
Just bruising.
I was bruising.
Bruising and cruising.
I was going through the neighborhood and I'm just stopping by kind of thing.
That's stalking.
I actually had someone stalk me.
I do not believe that.
I swear to God.
When was this? What's his name?
When we...
What's her name? What's her telephone and address? Social
when we worked together?
Number, credit score?
When we worked together?
When we worked together?
Mm-hmm.
Did I see this person?
Probably.
What?
Someone that I used to date used to stalk me.
And this person would come into our workplace?
Yeah. And I'd see them.
Hmm.
Several times.
Hold on, I think I remember.
Did I ever tell you about this?
You telling me about this. But anyways, go ahead. No, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about this?
You said this person's sister came into the store.
Yes.
Right, one day.
Yes.
And then you helped her go into a fitting room.
Yes.
And then you said, oh, her brother is a stalker or some shit like that.
Wait, I told you that?
You did, I think.
I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I don't remember that.
So, continue.
Address, what's your thoughts about
telephone,
it?
Social security.
Would you ever do that? Because
stalk
honestly,
somebody?
When it happened,
why the
it
fuck
was,
do I need to waste my time?
It was so. It's like, okay, it happens once. It's like, okay, weird.
And
it
how
happens
long did you
twice.
Date this person for?
Not long.
And why?
But I knew them for a long time.
Is it weird that I'm getting mad?
I knew them for a really long time.
Them? It was more than one person?
No, it was one person.
Hmm. Why? What's?
I mean, I don't got the voodoo clam or
so
anything.
What's so special about you to have the need to stalk you? Riddle me that.
But my thing is, as weird as it is.
Do they still stalk you?
I don't know.
Do they follow you on
social
media?
They don't know where. They don't know where I work. At least I don't think so. Where
make,
I work
make
now.
Make sure they don't follow you on social media because
no,
I
they
will
don't.
Find you.
They don't follow me.
I will. Kill you.
Trust me, I know. I have the app.
Oh, is that one of the two
no.
people that don't follow you? And you paid $20?
The two stalkers? I had two stalkers. I had like
at the same time?
like they intertwine with each other.
Wait, I had, what? Explain.
Okay, so I had one stalker where they would come into my job. This is when we first started dating, and I would catch them all the time at my job. And then one time I was outside on break, and I saw them, and they were about to walk into the store. Wait,
they were together?
No, it was one person.
Oh, you keep. I'm
using them because I saw him. And he was about to walk into the store where I worked, but we had a coffee shop.
So hard right now.
We have a coffee shop next door. So he walked into the coffee shop. He was like, he went to walk straight, but then he did like a beeline to the coffee shop, and he's like, "Oh, hey, how are you?"
Where I'm was like, I?
We were working together.
No, where was I at the time when he spoke to you?
That exact day, it was at night, or it was like at night. Evening, and you only worked in the morning.
Okay, why am I just finding
because
out about this?
I was thinking about the whole thing with the stalking from the
you touch
the true
hair
crime.
When you get nervous.
No, because it's really naughty.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to wash it.
So where are we going with this?
The point of my story was, and I'm not trying to like say it, you know, to say
I'm
it.
Trying to brag about.
I'm not trying to. I'm not bragging. It's weird. But it's weird having somebody who you see, like, randomly, out of the blue,
maybe picture... Maybe they were just really into shopping.
No, go shop in the mall. Don't come to my job. Like, you can go to the mall and find the same option as what was at my previous job.
We had better discounts.
Not really. It was expensive.
It was. It was, like, high quality.
High-end, high quality. Yeah. So, back to circle back... My point is, how I was so creeped out, and it was like, randomly, you're like, oh, what the I just saw you yesterday. You don't need another pair of pants. What do you think about that? Like, why do people do that? Why do people stalk? Why do, like, me, I'm too shy. I couldn't ever, I feel like you're the same way. I hope so.
The thing is, they don't want to see you doing good.
You think they're coming in to check and be like, oh, haha, bitch, you're still in retail?
Yeah, probably, because you would do that, right?
No, I'm too shy. I'm too prideful and I'm too shy. I'd rather just ignore the person and forget them.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to cope, you know?
But...
Then go and see them every day and stalk them and this and that.
Here's
it's weird.
They don't want to see you doing good in life.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel like you've done something wrong to them, then they would probably wish you the same and they don't want to see the positivity in your life.
What if they just want to come and be like, oh, ha, bitch, you're getting fat. You're happy in a relationship. You're getting a little thickums, but not in a good way.
Thickums. But hey, it
what's
is
like
what
a
it
man's
is.
Perspective? Like, have you ever, like...
Had a stalker?
Have a stalker. No. Did you ever, like, check, even on you know, social media, you can do it anonymously, check on someone's page, like, numerous times?
I'm hideous. Nobody wants to stalk me. And I don't have time to stalk other people
yeah.
or keep on other people.
That's why I feel like it's so
I
weird.
I like to spend my time doing other things.
Yeah. It's just like, weird. Especially, like, if you just break up with somebody and you're trying to get over them. I'm not the type of person who I need to see... Like, you go to their page or you go to their
and
job
see if doing
and
good.
You see what they're doing 24/7.
And then what? And then what comes after that? Like, what's the point? What's the point?
I gotta, like, I'm like, delete, block, goodbye, thank you, ma'am. Can't see you. Gotta move on.
There's
I can't.
No point because.
I gotta do it. I don't know how girls break up with guys or guys break up with girls.
But they still keep going
and
back.
And they
to,
have. They follow them on all social media.
Yeah.
They go to their job. They
That's
go
crazy.
By their they drive by their house. I've had that. Don't even get me started about that. The person
creeping on social media. It's whatever because social media everybody has it. But fucking physical shit where somebody
is insane.
Comes
is a whole nother
whatnot,
level. The same person I'm talking about used to work by my house.
Oh.
My mom's house. They would pass my house every day. Guess ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because at the time, I worked at night, so in the mornings...
Wait, did you work with this person?
Never.
Hmm.
But they just worked in my neighborhood.
Wow.
So I would have work at have work at night, so in the mornings, I would, like, work out, and I would, like, go to the, you know, go to the beach, work out, run. I used to be a runner, RIP, when I was 100 pounds. and I'd see their car all the time as I would be pulling in from running. They would be in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? Would you ever have the balls to do that?
I mean, if that's my fucking options, if that's the only way I can get home.
There's several ways to get home. That's
the fastest way.
That is the longest way.
That's the longest way, then there's a problem.
There's no explanation for it.
There's a problem.
So
if you gotta go out of your way to do shit like that,
it's weird.
You gotta find a hobby or something.
And it takes balls.
Yeah. Because chances are that person is probably going to see you.
Because me, I'd be like, oh my God, if they see me, they're going to talk shit about me. And then, like, oh God, I don't want to be a laughing stock. How many
pounds I gained?
Fuck you. I'm trying. I lost some weight.
Okay? Fuck you, stalker. If I find you, that's it. It's over.
If I find you, I'm going to slap you. But the reason why...
The fuck were you going to say?
The reason why I thought of this is because of the true crime thing I was talking about. It's like they were married, but he still yet stalked her.
Oh.
So it's like people like in a relationship, yet they still get stalked.
Speaking of.
So crazy.
You're going to stalk me or your sister is going to influence you to stalk me.
What the fuck does that even mean?
You were cleaning your fucking hairbrush and you found the thick hair and immediately your sister said, oh my God,
your boyfriend's cheating on you. Stop.
I'm never going to forget about that. You know what? I don't want to go tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't.
Should I tell the story really quick? So I've been having weird vibes where I feel like people are coming into our apartment and should we say this? We don't have security cameras?
No, let's not say that.
I'm just getting this weird vibe that there's like bad negative energy in our apartment, in our home. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I come home, like I double check closets and the laundry room and
for no reason, just
bathroom. I just get these weird vibes.
Feeling that someone's in the house. And it's not even a big house. It's just a fucking house.
Yeah, it's not a big apartment.
We have no storage areas. So there's nowhere for someone to be hiding.
So...
But we just have a feeling.
Just this weird energy. So I was cleaning out my hairbrush. I had you brush your hair, you get hairs in the brush, and you just pull the hairs out and throw it out. Obviously, I'm a woman. I've been brushing my hair for 28 years, and my hair is very thin and very light brown. I was cleaning out the hairbrush, and there was a thick, like four of my hairs put together. As thick.
Just one strand?
One strand. Thick, black. And my hair is very long. It's down to my butt. Mm-hmm. Thick, black, short hair.
It was
like,
short.
Like someone who had like a bob.
Longer than mine.
Like a bob to like the collarbone.
You better tell them what happened.
I started freaking out. Like, we've had people over. I've had family over. And nobody has thick, black hair. I'm talking like a different race. Thick.
Only my mother has black hair. But her hair is thin.
Your mom's hair is thin. And your mom... If she brushed her hair in my brush, I probably couldn't even tell because it's as thin.
So
thin. It's as thin as mine. So I just got so weirded out. So I texted my sister and I'm like, dude, what do I do? Do I put up like cameras?
No, you didn't say that. Your sister told you to say
no, to put up the cameras. But yeah. I was telling her. I was like, what do I do? She's like, oh, I thought you were going to say June cheated on you and another girl is in the apartment brushing her hair. So June saw that text and he's like, I'm not cheating on you. I don't know where the hair came from.
The thing is with me, I hate being blamed for something I didn't do. And I still think about this every day at my job.
Every day.
I cannot believe...
She thinks I'm cheating on you.
Her sister thought I was cheating
every,
on her.
Every once a week or something, he'd be like, damn, your sister sucks. She thinks I'm cheating on you. Yeah,
and guess what? I'm going to have to see her tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And
I'm not going
to
give her
a well, you know what? When I set up them cameras, I'm going to... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you can set it up anywhere you want, but...
I just thought it was so weird.
Not going to change the fact that I'm not going to say hi to your sister tomorrow.
Shut up.
I hate being blamed for something I didn't do.
Should we end it?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
No, we gotta end it we were just talking about the hairbrush and then we gotta flow into our ending.
What are we gonna say?
We can't just be like, all right, everybody. We gotta just, okay. So, ready?
I'm still weirded out.
Why do I have to apologize? I didn't do anything. I didn't bring no girls over. I don't know any girls.
You better not.
I don't know. I don't know.
And better be the only girl you ever know for the rest of your life.
On that note.
Okay, shut me down real quick. On that of note, I got to go. No. I need to refill my drink.
All right.
Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. You hate Austin Powers.
On that note, coming to you live was the 718.
As I push up my glasses with my pointer finger, technically we're not live, we're recorded.
According
to my calculations, this is recorded. Wow. On the past tense. Wow.
That's why it's live for us.
Wow. So, we gotta go.
Coming to you live.
All right, gotta go. We're getting delusional. We had several shots. Peace out,
Let's Cub go Scout. Out. Let's go out you and have go some
out?
Fun.
Let's go out. We gotta go. All right, it's 10:30. Let's go.
Let's go to bed. All right.
Fuck.
Thanks for listening.
Club bed with DJ Pillow.
Thanks for listening to the very many two of yous.
Our two Ashley fans. All right, bye. We gotta go. Bye, Mom.